This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
You're listening to a 58 Ember production.
Hey, I'm Erica Muller, host of Here For It. Self-discovery is an endless journey, and each week I'm bringing on experts, industry leaders, and friends, where we'll be talking all things life, fashion and beauty, personal development, and probably some pop culture along the way as well. Here For It is your weekly space to get grounded, regroup, and be inspired to live your best life. Because really, we're all figuring it out as we go. And I'm here for you. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Here For It. My name is Erica Muller. For anyone new around here, welcome. I'm very happy to have you. We've been talking about fashion a lot lately because we are in the height of awards season. And I thought, you know what? No fashion look, no red carpet look is complete without hair and makeup. So I thought, you know what, we need to bring makeup into this conversation because everything works in tandem. And if you think about the team that is put together to help these celebrities show up on the red carpet, it's like a really big undertaking. And I think a lot of people don't know that or recognize that, but everybody plays their part. And I think when it comes to fashion, everything works in harmony together or it doesn't. If you've ever watched Project Runway, you know when they have their look together, then they go talk to the hair and makeup stylists about exactly what they want the model to look like in tandem with the look that they've created. It all works together. And if one thing's out of place or out of flow, it's kind of apparent. And makeup's a big deal. Makeup can really alter your appearance or heighten things or make things have different vibes to it. And so I brought on celebrity makeup artist Jessie Yarbrough to talk about trends this year and some of her takes on what's going on in the makeup world. I've known her for a number of years at this point, and she has taught me two really important lessons when it comes to makeup. The first being skincare is what makes your makeup look the best always. And then the second is that if you are somebody who is very into makeup or is always wanting to try new makeup looks, looking at makeup tutorials, you should really be looking at tutorials featuring somebody who has similar features to you. Similar eye shape, similar eye color, eyebrow shape, bone structure, skin tone. Because the way things are applied and shaped and done will look completely different from one person to the next. And if you get frustrated doing makeup, it could be because you've seen a tutorial of somebody who has just completely different features than yours, and things won't translate the same. And so I think about that a lot if I am wanting to try out a new look, like for dinner or something like that. I always make sure that the inspo I'm looking at is somebody who is similar enough to me that I know if I tried to recreate it on my own, I would be fairly successful in doing so. In this episode, we dive into who Jessie thinks is the ultimate trendsetter when it comes to makeup, who she thinks is always setting and navigating the trends. We played a round of Here For It or Not. I got her opinion and take on things like, does she like a beauty blender or a makeup brush better? And the thing about Jessie that I love is she'll give it to you straight. She has opinions on things, and I love a girl who is just not afraid to share her opinion or take and what she believes in. And I think that's partly why she's been so successful in her career, is because she's really stayed true to herself, and she has built a clientele that respects and understands and is in alignment with that. And we also talk about manifesting the life and career you want. And our conversation around manifesting really got me thinking this week, because I think there's a lot of stigma and dogma around the word manifest and what people think it is or have heard that it is. And so I think it often gets portrayed as like silly, but the definition of manifest is to prove or make known. And when you think of something like a flight manifest, you're proving or making known who and what was on that flight. And so when it comes to manifesting things in your life, you are proving and making things known, goals that you have, intentions that you've set. And I think because of this sort of spiritual stigma that's been connected to it, people often assume it's very woo-woo, airy-fairy, not very serious, because they've attached this meaning of it being like energetic and out there and unseen. But to prove something or to make something known requires a lot of different things. Energy is involved in everything in life, but also action. And so you can prove or make things known through hard work, and it still manifests, and it still can be considered a manifestation of the intention or original goal you set. And I was just thinking about it this week and how it's kind of gotten this portrayal as something that's just not so serious, but we're manifesting things all day long. We are proving and making known things. And so you'll hear us talk about this in this episode, but I just thought it was something kind of interesting that I've been mulling over the past few days. And if you've been on the fence about manifesting or it doesn't resonate with you, I would encourage you to just look at it through another lens. I try to do that with everything I can as much as possible. And it might resonate with you and it might not, and that's totally fine. I think we all have an inner voice and an inner knowing of what's for us and what isn't. But I was just thinking about how manifestation gets portrayed so frequently, and I think there's misconception around it. And so just some food for thought before we dive into this episode. And so with that, let's go ahead and dive into the world of makeup with Jessie. In your career, you've manifested so much that you've wanted. I'm so curious, how do you work towards the you that's on the vision board? Because you brought vision board to life.
That's a good question. I was literally talking about this last night, and I think I forget that I've done that. So then like people say that, I'm like, oh yeah, that's true. I don't even know. I mean, I think it's a lot of work. It's a lot of time. I put in my first 5 years of my career was me doing anything and everything, and I made no money, and I tried to just I just wanted to work. I didn't care what I was doing. And then as I built a career, I kind of hyper focused on what I actually wanted to be doing. And I became I love natural makeup, and I love doing celebrity personal clientele. And then I started curating the kind of person I wanted to work with. And I've managed to, and I don't know if that's manifestation. I don't know if that's just being a good person and good people come to me, but some of my friends are how did you manage to get, because I couple of my main clients I work with, I'm obsessed with, I love my clients. It's not even I'm kidding. They're the best. They're so loyal. They always pay me my rate. They never, that's a thing in makeup is people don't want to pay your rate. Mm-hmm. And my clients just fight for me, and they're always there for me, and they'll hire someone else because I'm not available, and they come back, and I'm these are dream clients. So I'd like to answer your question. I think it's a lot of hard work. You can't just say oh, I want this, and then not do anything to get it, which is, we're in this world of self help and healing and manifestation where people just wake up and tell yourself you're abundant and tell yourself that you attract good. But I'm but then if you're just sitting at home, I mean, if you can do that from home, good for you. But
it's, you have to couple it with action.
Yeah. And I put everything into it. So it's like, I think it's crazy when, I guess when people are like, oh, you manifested that, it like feels like crazy. Cause I'm like, I went through so much to get to this point. And I still go through stuff, you know, I'm still like, feel like I'm fighting every day to keep the career I have. Cause that kind of, I think is how it is as a creative. Like you're just constantly feeling like you have to fight to like keep your place, which maybe is a pressure we put on ourselves, but
yeah. I feel like that's so valid.
Yeah. And maybe that's, I mean, I think, and I think I say that and that sounds really like, if you are in a place like you're not, that feels crazy to be like, I'm just someone who lives in like a small town and like, how am I going to look at you when you're working with these celebrities and doing all this work? Like, and you're just telling me to work hard, but it's, I'm like, but I literally did that. Like I had, you know, I didn't have like financial help from my family. I had nothing when I went to LA. Like I literally didn't have money. I lived with like five people in a really terrible part of town. Like I had no car. Like, I'm like, I literally created this life. So when people are like, it just sounds so far off, but I'm like, but I actually made it from nothing. So I guess that's where it is like a manifestation, if that makes sense. But
totally. Well, I think too, with manifestation, people think it's like, this like like solely an energetic thing where, like you said, people right. just like sit around and like pray for it. A physical manifestation, like you've made it known, like it's physical in front of you now, and yeah. so there is like that side of it too. And so I feel like both sides are valid and they are needed, because like you obviously yeah. had goals and then right. you brought them to life.
Yeah, and then they change. Like I remember there was one point where I was like in a place in LA where I had four roommates in a three-bedroom house or a three-bedroom apartment. And it was, like, disgusting. I, like, had roaches and, like, it was terrible. And I remember being, like, I just want to live in a really nice house with a yard and I want to have a dog. And that was, like, my goal. And then in, like, 4 years, I accomplished that. And then I was doing that and I was, like, oh, wow. Okay, so now I want to live by myself. I accomplished that. And it just, like, small steps. So, like, maybe just, like, I always took, like, feasible steps, like, I just want to be a full-time makeup artist. And then I became a full-time makeup artist. Like, I just want to make money just doing this. And then I like, it's like the step, the ladder of it, not just like the full, like, I'm going to be a celebrity makeup artist in LA and make millions of dollars. And then you're like, whoa, how do you do that? Totally.
It's like tangible next step items. Being in the industry, like, how do you look at things like trends? Like, what are the makeup trends for 2024?
Skincare is like the thing now. Like everyone is like more skincare, less makeup. You know, we love a bold statement right now. Like if you looked at like the Emmys and like all the award shows these past weeks, everyone was wearing like purple lips or like blue eyeshadows, like very bold statement, but skin is looking like skin.
Mm-hmm.
And like, so right now, I mean, a couple of years ago, you could have asked me this and I'd have been like, I hate the trends in makeup, but like right now I'm living for the trends. So like,
yeah,
I'm excited about them because I love that we're just making people look like themselves and then like doing bold statements, which I think that makes makeup fun. Like
mm-hmm.
you can make your look bold, but we're not doing this whole like, we're like less contour, like contour is kind of out. It's more just like the blush statements, like just do a lot of blush, pretty eyes, bold lips, like very natural. And that's what's going to be in and what's happening right now. And like, I'm so excited because I'm like, this is my aesthetic.
I love that you like mentioned the Emmys and stuff, because I feel like I always look to award season, because I feel like yeah. award season like solidifies what's happening like in fashion. And so obviously like makeup's going to be right along with it. It all goes together.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's all working together this year. Like, I feel like red carpets so far this year have just been, like, so good.
It's, like, back to just being, like, pretty and, like, stunning and, like, just, like, feminine. And it's not this, like, trying to – obviously, like, you want to stand out and you want to, like, be different. But I feel like everyone's just, like, doing what makes them feel good yeah. rather than obsessing over being different and being, like, oh, well, I have to do – these crazy makeup or like doing makeup that makes them not look like themselves. Like everyone's just like, oh, let's just like look like ourselves and feel like yeah. ourselves. And like that's becoming in, which is cool. And even like you know, a lot of people are regretting like their fillers, like fillers are kind of going out and like bodies are going back to like normal and not being so altered, which like obviously is fine, but I think it's cool that it's becoming like, oh, well, let's just like be ourselves. Actually,
the pendulum always swings and it's so funny to see. Like, you just, it's a matter of time with anything before it goes the other way.
And truly, like, as much as people hate this, like, I look at Kylie Jenner for what's gonna be cool, because like Kylie does determine all. Like, and Kylie is in like her like womanly, like almost like she's like just very subtle, very like grounded era. And I'm like, that's what's going to be in if that's what Kylie's doing.
No, that's actually such a good point. And people love to like hate on the Kardashians, but you have to look at their influence. Like, they have it, whether you like it or not. And it's like really, really powerful.
I mean, it is what trends. Like, it's like Hailey Bieber and like Kylie Jenner are like really setting the standard for all things. Like, when Hailey was like, we glow, we only do skincare, we don't wear makeup, everyone's like, I want to be a glazed donut. And I'm like, 2 years ago, we were matte. Like, it really is crazy. Like, once people realize how, it's like, that's what we're listening to, which is great. Like, I'm loving their aesthetic right now. I hope they don't go back to like Kate face. Everything is like so much makeup. I'm loving Kylie's era. She's just so like, she just seems like a fairy right now.
She's totally
just, like, so natural. Okay, so wait, so pretty.
But so then, okay, what's your era? Like, what is your signature? Because I feel like people probably come to you and they're like, I'm sure people show you inspo pics all the time.
Yeah.
How do you like put the Jesse Yarbrough twist on it?
I mean, I'm a natural girl. Like, I have like literally my whole career been like, I love like a beach wave and like a bronzy glam. And like, that's what I want to do on people. And I remember an artist when I first started told me I would get over that. She's like, that's just like not fun. And like, you're going to get really overdoing that. And I'm like, I literally don't. Like, I love it. So I think even when people come to me and they want like really bold makeup, like, I will always, I mean, this might not be like a selling point, but this is just me. Like, I will take it down. Like, I'm not going to do, like, I want skin to look like skin. Like, I don't want it to be so caked on that it looks like you have a layer of makeup on. And I want people to be like glowy, and I just want them to like look like themselves. So I think that's kind of always my spin, is like, you will look like you, and I'm going to look at you and be like, oh, I love like your eyes or your brows. And I'm going to like accentuate them, but I'm not going to hide them.
Mm-hmm.
And some people don't like that. Like, I do think a lot of my clients are like, that I stay with have to have like a confidence that like they're not hiding themselves. Like, they just want to feel like the prettier version of themselves. Cause I will say, people who want to be like caked up and look different and like they want to like hide themselves with makeup, I'm like, I'm not your artist. Like, I don't even pretend anymore.
It's funny you say confidence, because I was curious as you were saying about that. I was like, I wonder if it's a confidence thing, like what people feel.
It is.
Feel a type of way in.
Yeah, you definitely like, there are very obviously, and we're all insecure. We all have our ways, but like.
Totally.
I definitely think people that, and I mean, there's people who wear a lot of makeup who are very confident, but I feel like that's just what I've noticed with my like clients, is like the people who want, if they want a lot of makeup and then I do my like spin on it and it's not really vibing with them, it's like, okay, that's fine. I think that is really just it. It's like definitely a confidence thing. And I've done people's makeup where they don't even look in the mirror. They just go to set and you're like, oh, I think it doesn't matter if I did a good job or not. You're just, you're so confident.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah. But those to me are people like, they truly just feel like they're beautiful no matter what. Like, that's a very them thing. Like, I'm like, they like, I love my makeup. And I'm like, I think like you would just love it because you just feel really good about yourself, which is great. Like, I love that.
I love that for them. Yeah.
Yeah. Me too. I'm like, you go, girly. But yeah, I definitely think I like the natural girlies who want to look like themselves are like my aesthetic.
Yeah.
And like, that's pretty much Even when I do like some of my clients, if I do like a little more foundation than normal, they're like, whoa. And I'm like, oh, we are really used to this, like, no makeup makeup.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
I feel like I fall into that category. Like, I refuse to wear foundation. It just...
yeah.
It's like my face is suffocating and it freaks me out.
And that's one of those things, like, that's fine. Like, I feel like that's become... like, there are some makeup artists who will, like, force you to wear foundation. And I mean, sometimes you do have to. Like, my one client, she loves natural, and we were like doing like talk show press like a few weeks ago, and I was like, okay, like on a late night talk show, we have to do heavy foundation. And not even that heavy. I was like, we just can't do like a BB cream. I was like, the lights will just show everything. And she was like, okay, fine. But like, you definitely like, you can find your balance, you know? But I try not to do things that people don't like. And like, people who don't want to wear foundation, I try to be like, okay, we'll make it work. But then I would probably, if like you were my client, I'd be like, okay, you better get on your skincare then so your makeup looks good.
No, it makes sense. I think I've been on set so many times and it's like, they just paint my face with foundation. And it's like, I get it. There's a lot of lights on me. There's a lot going on. So it's like, I get it. Things are different, but like day to day, I don't want it.
Also, I mean, I wonder if they're really putting that much foundation on you, or if you just feel like it's a lot because you don't wear it, you know? Cause like I have some clients who don't wear makeup like at all. And when I do their makeup, they're like, oh my gosh, that's so much. And I'm like, it's not. Like, I'm so light-handed. Like, I'm probably the least amount of foundation you'll ever get. And I've had people be like, this is a lot. And I'm like, it's not. That's like, I mix the foundation with oil. Like, it's literally sheer. like, there's no foundation on your face. And they're like, ooh. So I do think it can be like it's so uncomfortable. I've had that though. When my friends have done my makeup, because I don't wear that much, when they put it on, I'm like, oh my God, I look crazy. But like, I don't. I just feel different.
True. It's also like, whether you're used to it or not.
Yeah. It's all
relative.
It's all opinion. Yeah. Like, just how you normally do your makeup.
Okay. Well, I have a segment called Here For It or Not, and I have a list of things around makeup. And you just have to say whether you're here for it or not.
I will have opinions. Okay. Go for it.
You kind of touched on this one, but contour.
Not.
Baking.
Not.
Cat eyeliner.
Here for it. Love it.
Is that something that can work for everyone? Because I feel like for my eye shape, I can never get it.
It can. It's one of those things though, like, you have to learn with your eye shape. And like, there's a lot of the tutorials are for people it's really easy for them to do. Like, I will say, I thought I couldn't do it on my eye until one of my friends who's a makeup artist did it on me, and I saw the shape she did, because like, I couldn't see how to do it, and now I'm obsessed with it and I do a cat eye all the time. But it's definitely like, I'm like trying to let me go close to your face, because I feel like with yours it would be like, you'd want to do like really small and like up and out. A good way to try it, try with like a eyeliner, like an angled eyeliner brush, and like just a like a powder, like a black eyeshadow, because then you won't, you can like keep trying. And base where you take your liner out, like where the end of your eyebrow is. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of a good, and like, you want to just like take from the corner of your eye and go up, and where the end of your eyebrow is kind of like a good, that will kind of show a good base, and just try with like a shadow and just kind of get the shape down, and then try different ways. And then a Q-tip, like a pointed Q-tip with a makeup remover, and you can just like sharpen it and try different ways. Cause it's like a good guideline. And then you just got to keep trying it.
Yeah.
And you would want thin, like you don't want to do thick because that would close your eyes.
Okay. Yeah, because I feel like that's one of those things I tried for so long and I could just never get it. But I would always see it on other girls and I'm like, this is so pretty. And I just felt like I could never, it was never for me.
Because I feel like your eye shape is like, it's like almost like ovally in a way. Like,
yeah.
Like that's not even like actually technically an eye shape. That's just like how I would see it. And I feel you would want to like bring them out and it would look really pretty if you brought it out, but you just have to do it like really thin and like towards almost like toward your temple, not up. Cause if you put it up, it would look strange, but that's probably you tried it and you're like, this looks terrible, but you got to practice. Like an eyeliner is, it's hard to do.
I'm going to try and send you some pictures.
Yeah, you should.
Give me some feedback. Okay, highlighter.
I'm here for it.
Okay. Liquid foundation.
Here for it.
Brow lamination.
What am I? Is it here for it or not? Was that it? What is it for it? Yeah, not. I'm a 50-50 on that one.
What's your like go-to with brows?
I mean, I love just like the fluffy pushed up brow with a little bit of filling in. The brow lamination is fine, but some people just take it so far and it looks like it's just like their hair is like to their forehead. And I'm just like, I can't do it. I just think it looks crazy. Yeah. But I love it. I mean, again, I just like natural. I like people's brows. I think if you're going to do... Here I go. I'm just always on a tangent. You're going to do your brows. I'd rather someone do microblading over brow lamination.
Okay.
Because then if you're doing microblading, you're actually like changing the way your brow looks. Where a brow lamination is like, you're still like manipulating your brow to be what you want it to be, but only with the hair you still have.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like some people who want to change their brow, I'm like, just get microbladed. Then your brow will be completely different. Like some people just hate their brows and they're too thin. And I'm like, I can't make your brows look different without them looking like they're painted on. Like it's going to look fake.
Yeah.
So I think microblading is the best way because then you'll actually literally look like you have the brow that you want.
Okay. Beauty blender or brush?
Oh. I go towards the beauty blender just like more, but I love the way a brush looks. So maybe both. Like I like to start with a brush and then go over with a beauty blender.
Okay. Do you have like a brush that you really like?
Honestly, I have one. Is it Inglot? No, El Maquillage. This El Maquillage foundation brush. I used to do all of their commercials and I just have one from when I did their commercials and it's literally my favorite foundation brush. Okay. It's like a flat foundation brush and you just swirl it in. It looks so good.
What about for concealer?
I like the Hourglass concealer brush, and then I like to use a beauty blender. I do like a beauty blender for concealer because I like that it like blends it out.
Okay. What's your here for it product, like a ride or die product that you're just here for?
Right now, it's the Tower 28 Cream Blush Magic Hour.
Okay.
I'm obsessed with it.
I want to try it.
It's so good. I use it on everyone, and it's just so pretty. Same with their foundation. I'm a Tower 28 girl. All of their stuff.
I've never tried any of their stuff.
Oh my gosh. They have a tinted sunscreen that's just like so pretty, so light. It looks so good on everyone. I actually had a friend text me the other day. She tried it. She did not like it. And I was like, oh. I was like, I think it looks good on everyone. Whoops.
Okay. Overall, you kind of said this earlier, but overall makeup trend you're here for this year?
The skin, like, makeup looking like skin and not being super packed on.
Overall, because I know you do men's grooming as well, overall grooming trend for men.
Ooh, that's a good one. I think men are going to be more manicured this year. Like, I feel like skincare is cool. Men's makeup is becoming a thing. Men are like really like into looking more groomed. It's not that like messy, I don't care vibe. It's like cool to care. So I feel like overall men are just gonna like try harder.
Okay. And then one thing that you're never here for, like you just can't get down with ever.
Literally, there's so many things I can't get down with. at home spray tans on your face.
Oh,
I hate it. Hate it. Like, don't spray tan your face. Just don't. It starts cracking. It's not great. I mean, I get wanting your face to match. It's just like it oxidizes and it gets gray. And then like it literally gets to this point, it's like peeling off. So someone's face has like, it's just a lot. Don't want it.
Okay. No spray tans.
No spray tans.
Thank you for all of these.
You're welcome.
I feel like everybody has like trends to think and things to like do this year.
Yeah. I feel like it's going to be a cool year for like fashion and makeup and everything. Like it feels like people are really finding themselves right now and it feels cool.
I agree. I feel like it's fun.
Yeah. People are just like excited to just be trying things. And
all right. Let everybody know where they can find you, where they can connect with you. Anything you want to share?
So Makeup by Jessie X on Insta.
This has been a 58 Ember production. For more shows, please visit the 58 Ember channel, 58ember.com, or find us at 58 Ember Media on socials.